Song of Solomon, or the Song of Songs, which is in the Old Testament. And this is a very poetic book. This is probably the one book in the Bible that should have a PG-13 marking on it. But a lot of things happening there. But this is a poetic a poem that Solomon wrote to one of his wives, which was his favorite wife, which was the queen of Ethiopia, which means that it would have been a black woman. And that was the queen that he loved the most of the thousand wives that he had. Thank God I didn't have that Edgar's account. And so he writes in Song of Solomon chapter 5, starting in verse 2, it is the bride speaking, and she says, "I slept, but my heart was awake, a sound. My beloved is knocking." So the beloved, which in our case would be us and Jesus Christ. And so she says, "My beloved is knocking," and this is what the beloved says, "Open to me, my sister, my love, my dove, my perfect one, for my head is wet with dew, my locks with the drops of the night." And then she says, "I had put off my garment, how can I put it on? I had bathed my feet, how could I soil them? My beloved put his hand on the latch, and my heart was thrilled within me. I arose to open to my beloved, and my hands dripped with myrrh, and my fingers with liquid myrrh. On the handles of the bolt, I opened to my beloved, but my beloved had turned and gone. My soul failed me when he spoke. I sought him, but found him not. I called him, but he gave no answer. The watchmen found me as they went about the city. They beat me, they bruised me, they took away my veil, those watchmen of the walls. I endure you, O daughters of Jerusalem. If you find my beloved, tell that you tell him, I am sick with love." What I quickly want to say in literally 10 minutes is that we find here this wonderful story of a man and a woman falling in love and the things that they go through in this relationship. And then there comes this point where she goes to a room and she bathes and she gets into bed to sleep. And as she is in bed, her heart is on fire for her beloved. And I think we all know what that feels like when you are in love, when you wake up in the morning and the sun is just brighter and the little birds chirps all the music that just pulls on the strings of your heart. And you pour in your Cocoa Pops and it just automatically spells the name of your beloved. And everything is just perfect in life. And this is how she felt. And then there is a knock on the door. And her husband, her man, stands behind the door and he says these beautiful words. He tells her how perfect she is, how he's in love with her, and how his head is wet with dew, which means that it is very early in the morning. He's up very early in the morning looking for his beloved. And he knocks on the door to open. And what I find here beautiful in this passage is that I see that as a church and as believers, we have become very careless with the presence of God. We have a very lackadaisy attitude about ourselves, not caring to even seek the presence of God. We have become a church of people who are more interested in money and wealth and health than we are in capturing or recapturing, if I may put it like that, the heart of our beloved. But yet we see that even as the church, or as this woman withdrew herself, that we see that Jesus Christ came looking for her. Just as Christ will always look for every one of us. And so he knocks on the door. And we find this wonderful prophecy in the book of Revelations. I believe it's Revelations 3:20, if I'm not mistaken, where we see Christ writing through the hand of John, writing to a church, and he says to this church, "Behold, I am standing by the door and I knock." And we often use that passage to preach to sinners. Nothing wrong with it. But it is a message to the church that Jesus is saying, while you are all singing your songs and worshiping and having a wonderful time, I am standing at the door and I am knocking for anyone to open. And Jesus says in Revelations, he says, "Behold, I stand by the door and I knock. If anybody would open to me, I will go in and I will feast with that person." But the problem is, exactly what our problem is what this woman did. Look at what she said. She said to her husband, she said, "I had put off my garment." In other words, she's saying, "I've taken off my gown. I am already in my PJs. I am already in bed." She says, "Must I really go through all this trouble to put it on?" She says, "I have bathed my feet." My wife is exactly like this. Once she gets out of the bath and into the bed, if the house is on fire, she will burn inside the bed, but she's not going to dirty her feet again. She says, "I have put off my garment. My gown is off. I have my PJs on. My feet are clean. I have put cream on them. I am warm and snuggle in the bed. Should I really get up at this time of the night in the early mornings, while you are outside dripping with dew in the cold, coming seeking my attention, should I really get up now?" This afternoon, the Lord really spoke to me, and I'm not saying this lightly, the Lord really spoke to me on this passage. And what God told me is that, does He still have a bride that is willing to get up early in the mornings to seek His face? Does He still have a people who are willing to get out of the bed no matter how cold it is? And in Natal it never gets cold. No matter how cold it is, in the winter, in the summer, in the spring and in the autumn, not only of the physical elements outside, but in the summer, in the autumn, in the winter and in the spring times of our lives, are we willing to open the door when our bridegroom comes knocking? And it says that after a while, this woman got up and she ran to the door. It's so beautiful how Christ will always, always provide for us, because she said it was her hands that was dripping with myrrh, not the hands of the beloved. Her hands. Our Christ will always, in His meekness and in His love, always prepare our hands to bring a sweet fragrance to Him. Isn't God good to us? Even though we are lazy and we say, "No, I'm not going to get up now," that when we do decide to get up, that He will provide the fragrance that would please Him. But then the sad part is, she says that she gets to the door and He's gone. So she runs outside and she starts looking for Him. And these watchmen, which would be the guards on the walls, take her and they beat her. And women, other women came passing by, and she asks them, "Have you seen my beloved? If you do see him, please tell him I love him. I miss him." So what am I trying to say in a few minutes? I believe that God is calling us as a church to get to a place where we will seek Him again. And I want to give you the stern warning. Yes, God will always be there. That is just one of the wonderful things, attributes of God. He is a faithful God. But He also gives a stern warning in His Word when He says, "Seek me while I am to be found." And we are living in a time where we need to seek the face of God like never before. Not seeking riches, not seeking blessings, not seeking health or wealth or whatever you want to seek for, but seeking the face of God. Because I believe that this is a time where God will reveal Himself to us. And so in this short message that I have, and it's a really short message, I know, but I'm not going to linger. Like I said, I feel God did what he wanted to do. But I really want to ask you, and I feel the Holy Spirit not asking, because God doesn't ask anything, but the Holy Spirit commanding us tonight to get to a place where we will really commit ourselves to seeking the face of God. And I want to challenge you tonight, and I'm going to take up this challenge as well, to get up even an hour earlier than what I usually do, to seek the face of God. Because I honestly feel, and I'm not saying this lightly, but God is knocking at the door of this church. And God wants to pour out His Spirit. And He's waiting for men and women to say, I will open the door. I will dirty my feet. I will put my gown back on. Let's pray. Father, we bless you and we thank you for your presence.